honey?
I'm hitting the Wind Creek Montgomery.
Find your winning moment.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need a job? Visit one of the 49 career centers across Alabama for help with your resume, interview practice, or even train for a job. Find your local career center at joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the ABA, and this station.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again. For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a
lot of trouble.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the program. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. And this is how we put a radio show together. You first have some fancy overwrought introduction where I combine Mahler 6, a little bit of a clip from The West Wing, a clip from Oliver Platt reading an H.L. Mencken speech. Oh, and Ron Paul talking about struggle, a death struggle for our republic, and then we have the Daniel Bryan yes chant for all you wrestling fans out there, and you go into actual yes in their jam out session and roundabout. And now, after the introduction, I introduce my guest, Emily Hayes.
Hey, it's me.
How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Yeah?
You know, yeah, I work long days, so, you know.
Oh, I understand. I do understand.
But anytime you invite me, I get I'm very flattered.
Well, you feel like you're things are a little wonky. Like the wonky wheel, like when you go get a grocery cart and you keep
keeps trying to take you to the left.
Yeah, it's just annoying as hell. So why so under pressure? Why so wonky?
I just So we're coming up on a year of doing the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, Joey. You know what I do. The way I started here at Blue Water was just doing the Gump.
Yeah.
It was super simple. Just knock it out, you know.
You reached out to the buttery one.
Yeah. And
I could help.
Yeah, and it happened. So my work day went from 8 to 5 to 8 to 5, swing by here on the way home and do my show, which is fine. But then January 2017 happened, and that was, you know, got added on to another station, KISS, and got added on to the morning show. And I love everything that I do. I think that's the only way that I'm able to maintain this schedule. And I know that folks work way harder than I do and have way wonkier schedules, but man, you know, 5:30 to 6:30, it's and going back and forth and stuff, it's been intense. I didn't think that it would, I don't know.
My craziest, wonkiest schedule in my life
was
one semester at Auburn. I put all my classes on Tuesday and Thursday, and then I would work the graveyard shift at a donut shop midnight to 8 in the morning, sleep a little bit, go to class on Tuesday starting at like noon and go till like 7 or 8 at night. It was, and then have time off, and it was, no, I did not make good grades.
It's weird. It's weird. You try to do so much and put so much pressure on yourself to, I want to excel professionally.
Yeah.
But I also want to maintain a social life. I want to see my friends, whether they're here in Montgomery or Prattville, or if they're in Mobile or in Birmingham or where have you. But you just, like, I feel like a piece of Laffy Taffy that's just being pulled and pulled and pulled, and it hasn't popped in the middle yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a rubber band.
Yeah, so it's just, I just keep waiting to crack up one day, you know what I mean? Just cart me off to the loony bin and be like,
I don't know if I could handle an Emily Hayes crack up. It'll break my heart. It'll crack my own heart.
Bless it.
Now, how's the dating life going?
It's wretched, Joey.
It's wretched.
It's wretched.
Well, likewise.
I mean,
I don't date, is my point.
I don't know if it's because I'm 32 and, you know, for the most part, I'm established. Like,
yeah.
You know.
You're on your own.
I have my own thing. But I've always been that way. I've always had my own thing. I've always taken care of myself, but being 32, you get the freshly divorced, or like the freshly divorced with the crazy ex-wife, which is what my relationship in Mobile was for 3 years, which was terrible, terrible, terrible. But you get that, or you get the ones that aren't always honest, or you get the ones with a lot of baggage, like you think you're going somewhere and you're not. Then you get ones that, you know, they how do I say this? They don't tell you till way after the fact that they have a crush on you. And then, you know, you find out and you're like, well, I mean, I like you too. Why aren't we hanging out?
Yeah, but isn't that the making of any romantic comedy?
Yeah, but romantic comedies aren't real life, Joey. So when someone says, man, I really like you.
Hey,
don't you point a finger at me.
Don't you burst my bubble.
There are no meet cutes. Like, that's not how it happens.
Yes, it is.
It's not how it happens. But you get the whole, I had a crush on you.
Hmm.
Well, why didn't you say anything? I always enjoy your company. You're handsome and stuff. Well, you know, I'm seeing somebody now, so I can't really do anything about it. I'm like, well, I mean, why didn't you say something? I'm single as crap.
What brought this up? Is it just this past week?
The last 7 days have just been screwing with my mind.
Okay, so it's a week in the love life of Emily Hayes.
It's not fun, and it's not fun to date in your 30s either.
No, it gets worse?
I don't know that it gets worse, but there's a really great meme that went around that said it was a picture of a pool, like maybe after a hurricane or something. It had a bunch of debris in it, some algae, like that gross green swamp thing type situation, and it said dating pool in your 30s, and it's so true. It's a dumpster fire.
Okay, so how young will you go?
I will never date somebody 10 years younger than me ever again.
So 22 is straight out, not doing 22.
Uh-huh. No, I think it's more of a criteria. I don't want to say I have criteria, but it's more of a please live on your own, please have your own life, please have your, like, you be you. I don't need somebody stuck up my rear end the whole time. I got a lot of stuff going on, and I want to share that with someone.
You want another independent, competent, interesting person.
Yeah, so, you know, so when we're together, it's awesome, but when we're apart, it's not, oh my God,
I miss you.
I just miss you so much.
Hey.
I can't handle that.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Huh? What? What's going on? What are you doing
the
now?
The neediness is very much a turnoff.
It's weird because, you know, you want to be needed. It's a way to feel love as well, that someone needs you so very much.
Yeah,
you
Cheap Trick taught me that.
Okay, well, But then you've got the pressure of, if I don't respond to their text message and they see the read receipt, they're going to think I'm ignoring them.
You can turn that off on your phone.
I know that you can, but then why are you turning off the read receipts? I had a very paranoid ex-boyfriend.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, the company I worked for, like, put the hammer down on the no cell phones up front because they could hear my phone buzz across my desk how many times he would text. So.
Well, I want to leave this up to the brilliance of the crowd, if we can.
Yeah.
272-9228 if you want to help Emily out with her
God, no.
Dating. No, just suggestions. I'm sure there are a lot of folks who were single into their 30s.
We're not opening up the phone lines to see
who. 272-9228.
I'm just going to say this. There's a recurring theme in all of the conscious uncouplings I've had, which is I'm too independent and I'm too intimidating.
Mm.
So I get it. I got stuff going on. Like, see, these are these old South Sound stickers fell out of my little notebook this morning. I forgot to pick them up. But South Sounds is 4 months away. Like, that's basically my child.
But maybe you'll meet, like, some handsome bass player there.
No, I've been through all the bass players. Oh, this sounds horrible.
Well, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and let's see who this is. They called before I gave out the number. So.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yay.
Right. Now let's go to this person.
Very
hello.
Representative of my life.
You're on the air. Hello? See, when folks call in, they don't expect to be patient. They don't expect to wait. And sometimes, folks, this happens in radio when you're not doing call screening. You say, here, we'll go to the phones.
There's one ringing.
And now there's a line ringing. Line one is ringing. We're going to bring them directly onto the air. News Talk, you're on the air. This is Joey along with Emily Hayes.
Hey, Joey. It's Nate.
Hello, Mr. Hicks.
Hello, Mr. Clark and Emily.
Hi.
So I just left a date that I got stood up on.
You got stood up?
I sure did.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And not even like a text message, like I'm running late or, you know, and I was convivial about it. I said, hey, you know, I hope you're all right. I waited 30 minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and take off, you know, because I have dignity.
Describe the scene to me. Where are you waiting exactly?
I was waiting at a sushi restaurant, drinking water.
Oh, that is...
But hey, you know what? I've realized, and Emily, I'm sorry, this is not good news, but people aren't human anymore. They're subhuman these days.
Oh my, that's quite the... What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we're so used to Facebook and Twitter and swiping left or swiping right when we don't like someone or do like someone, that we've lost our humanity. We no longer communicate as people. We communicate as digital automatons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so hard out there, because you can't find a real living, breathing human.
That can carry on a conversation. And it
exactly.
is decent. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, most conversationalists are indecent.
And, you know, everybody wants everything now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to build a relationship. They just want to jump into it. So that's why divorce is so high.
Hmm. It is a shame. I was talking about it the last 2 days. And, like, I have friends that have gone through divorces. And it's, I mean, completely justified. I see why they did it. But it's just makes me sad that the divorce rate is so high. Disappoints me.
People that jump into it too fast. And, you know, I don't think it's fair to commit yourself to somebody for the rest of your life if you don't know who you are yet.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
That's my plan.
Like, you have to know who you are and be comfortable with who you are, and your mate has to as well, before you say, you know what, we're going to...
But isn't it possible that you might meet a potential person that you realize I'm meeting my fate? It's part of my destiny.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything's possible,
and, you know,
except for romantic comedies being real.
I have to agree with you on that, Emily. And I'm sorry, Joey, but they're not real. And that's part of the bane of our society is that, you know, people believe rom-coms are real and that's how love is. And they get into a real relationship and they realize, wow, this is kind of like work. You know, like I actually have to invest time into this person and I have to actually, you know, like do things. You know, it's not just going to happen.
So you're telling me that Tom Hanks didn't realize that he had to work in order to catch Meg Ryan's eye in You've Got Mail. He had to work. He had to write all those messages. He had to visit that bookshop like a creeper over and over, running that risk.
But he was lying. He was under that guise of being the other person, like not the person that's going to buy out her place.
Right, but then the big reveal happened.
Yeah, and then
he owns up to
it. Okay, so when people lie to you, Joey,
yeah.
When people lie to you in a relationship,
yeah.
And then they tell you about it,
lay it down.
Nothing gets solved in 17 minutes. Like, everything's not perfect again after 17 minutes because you develop a thing that we like to call trust issues.
Yeah.
And when you can't trust somebody, you can't be with them. So, like, I'm glad it worked out. I'm sorry. Life is hard and it's horrible.
Here.
Oh, look, I'm on TV.
Oh, yes, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
That guy that told me I looked like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, Nate, thanks so much for calling.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too, man.
Oh, let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry. How are you?
Pretty good, Jerry. What's
hey,
up, man?
Hey, Jerry.
Listen, I hear you too. Y'all are just whining about love and blah, blah, blah. But why don't y'all just look across the microphone and gaze into each other's eyes,
oh,
and you'll find the answer. The answer is right there in that room.
Oh, my.
And you two are just denying it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all sitting here listening to it on the radio. It's this blossoming love that you two have.
No, you're right. It might be we're stuck in the middle of some profound, convoluted rom-com.
No, God.
You two both have quirky little personalities. Y'all
Indeed.
Are fun to talk to and listening to. I think this is mark the calendar, because I think this is the night that you two fall in love.
Oh my!
Yeah,
I'm wondering what does it say in the employee handbook?
Yeah, you might need it.
We get HR.
Check with HR. Or watch the Office Christmas party. That was that girl who is a great actress. I can't remember her name, but she is phenomenal. Y'all get some direction on what y'all should be doing from there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving us a stern talking to.
All right, Joey. This is off topic,
mm-hmm.
but I've been wanting to call. Give me your top five all-time bands.
top five?
You can't. Okay, I'm just going to, while you take a second to think about that, mm-hmm. I'm going to say that that's an impossible question because mine fluctuate all the time.
If you were on a desert island and you could only have, five albums in your phone, mm-hmm. what would they be? All right, I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Jerry. That was a great call.
I want to answer that too, Jerry.
I don't know if I could pick my favorite. I could pick most influential on me. I've listened to the most of my life, whether I was passively listening as a kid, what my dad and uncles would play, or what I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, number one is any band Prince put together, Prince and the Revolution.
See, but you have to pick one album. That's the thing.
One album?
You have to pick one album by that artist. That's why I don't like that question, because I can sit here and tell you all day, I would want, this is the way I would do it. Five artists' discographies. I want everything by The Clash. I want everything by Jump Little Children. I want everything by Radiohead. I want everything by Jeff Buckley. But then, you know, I want Dr. John and Wet Willie and Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
But you can't have it all. Pick a fifth one.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Question, Jerry.
Okay. I'm going with, of course, my first love. The guy. Made me want to play guitar.
The purple one?
No.
Who made you want to play guitar?
Jimmy Page. There's that moment. Here, I think I have it in the system. There's that moment on the Zeppelin DVD that came out not too long ago in the early 2000s. It was, it was this great moment at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts off with this messy, his classic Jimmy Page style, this messy guitar solo all up and down the neck. And then it goes into...
God, I wish y'all could see his face.
Ow! So it would be like that.
That's fair.
And
good.
The call and response between Paige on the guitar and Robert playing. I've been working from 7 to 11 every night. It's so good. So Zeppelin. Probably 4 is cliche, but 1... You can't just pick one album. You make a fantastic point, old lady.
That's the thing. Well, you know.
And then, of course, it would be out of Zeppelin, my next musical love was Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to pick just one album of his.
But see, then I need all the one-hit wonders from the 80s. I need all the dance stuff from the 90s, CNC Music Factory, right. All the way to D-Light.
But then I was heavily influenced because my dad listened to a lot of it. My uncle Greg listened to a whole lot of it. And so I heard it a lot. And I was made fun of liking them. Like, Joey, you like grocery store elevator music. Steely Dan.
Steely Dan's great.
They're fantastic.
You don't let anybody make you feel poorly about the things that you enjoy, Joey.
I don't feel poorly about them. I stood up to those people mocking me and bullying me. It doesn't make me sad at all.
I stood up to them. So, okay, Zeppelin, Prince, Steely Dan. Who else would be on that list?
Bowie.
David Bowie's big. He's been a recent love of mine.
Ooh, Remy Zero. See, I can't play this game.
See, but early on, I was a huge Elvis fan. I wanted to be Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Slick back hair.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, true greaser.
So fun.
Yeah, I wanted to be Elvis. I also had a big Beethoven kick.
Yeah.
I liked classical for a little while.
Fourth grade, I hit Mozart pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really started getting into classical music.
Yeah, but it's hard to just pick one because certain songs jump out at you. And yeah, I was thinking of all my past relationships and how I would define them with songs.
Oh, I do that.
Songs that were big and played big in that moment when your emotions are kind of brought alive, whether positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was in middle school. The middle school crush music was just straight cheese ball. Open Arms, Journey.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna come to you with open arms.
Did you ever hear that Casey and JoJo jam, All My Life?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I love the part of that song where it's like, I really love you.
And then the other middle school crush jam was Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing, of
course. Savage Garden was a...
Oh, yeah.
That stuff was happening when I was in middle school and high school.
And then, this past one, what is it? Iron and Wine.
Oh, Iron and Wine's great.
Yeah, that song played big. Like, so bad that I was actually riding home with somebody else trying to get over this person, and that song came on the radio. And my insides went, ah!
Yeah, it took me a while to be able to listen to Jeff Buckley again. Because after I broke up with the one terrible person for me, that, you know, that was something that was a shared artist. That's the tricky thing about relationships when you're big music people like you and I are, is that when you share music with them, like when we share music with people, it's a very, you know, personal thing of this is my most valuable thing and I'm sharing it with you, and then you form a bond with them over that. And so, like, it was hard to listen to Jeff Buckley. It was hard to listen to Shaky Graves and stuff like that. Shaky Graves is really good, too.
And then I'm thinking of, oh, wow, I had this incredible moment. The girl I was crushing on in middle school later, now senior year in high school, we do Coffee House, which is kind of like a talent show thing people would put on at the high school. And I and the band, we practiced in what I think was where Helen Keller used to hang out in some basement. It's a house over in Cloverdale. Actually, I think I know... people probably know who owns that house. So we're in this basement, and our set list that we prepared for, or is it Anne Frank? No, that's Germany. So I prepared the set list, and we just rocked the house. Like, we turned on all the gym lights, and we had strobes ready to go that were actually turning on and off manually with power strips and ultraviolet lights. And we had a whole light show going on. And so lights go out. Be with me, audience. You hear Angus Young. Thunderstruck begins. And so we do Thunderstruck. Out of Thunderstruck, we go into Times Like These by the Foo Fighters.
That was nice.
The second song. Out of Times Like These segued into an original song I wrote called Something About You. That's very simple. Goes from an F sharp minor to an E to a D. Just revolved. One of those very simple songs. Had a solo on top of it. Then went into, what was it? Tribute to the Greatest Song in the World by Tenacious D.
Yes.
And then we had an encore. People are going nuts. Is this actually how high school could have been if I had been a rock star the whole time? And then we did an encore to Knocking on Heaven's Door, the Guns N' Roses version.
We
just had a lot of fun. And it was this great, glorious night where I realized I could have sex appeal, but I'm too awkward. Anyway, let's go back to the phones very quickly before we hit this break and see who this is. News Talk, you're on there.
Hey, this is Mikeum.
Hey, Mikeum.
How are y'all?
We're pretty, I mean, we're here.
We're just, melodramatic, lamenting. Romantic wrecks.
I was going to tell you, you're 32. I was 32 when I got married because I thought, well, I'll wait until I'm an adult and I have wisdom and I'm not a retarded 20-year-old anymore making teenage mistakes. So I was 32 when I got married and 44 when I got divorced.
Sorry to laugh at your tragedy.
Well, it's the thing is that you just never know.
Yeah.
You make a commitment to somebody and then they decide somewhere down the line that, commitments are like underwear. You change them, you wash them, maybe you go buy some new. You can't judge successes and failures off of whether or not you're married when you're 32, or, you may walk outside and hopefully not outside the station tonight, meet the guy that you're going to marry. That'd be kind of creepy. Well, it's probably dark out there.
I don't base failure or success on the fact that I am not married by any means, but I feel like I'm involved in and do a lot of really, really fun, very cool, not cool, but there's a lot going on in my life and you just want someone to share that with that would be proud of you and support you and tell you you're good and to keep up the good work, because sometimes it gets a little hard. Like, you start running on reserves.
Somebody does all that, though, but also says, hey, you're going a little Aubrey here.
Yeah, you know.
You're on the wrong path.
Yeah, especially you go home at night and the only person there is a cat.
I have two cats.
I need some food. And while you're at it, my litter box needs scooping out. So
Have you met Loretta and Irene? This is their daily routine with me.
I have one at the house named March, and I swear this cat does not have a sane cell in his brain. He waits till I go to sleep, and he comes in there and walks on my head, and I have no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. These goobers get so upset if I haven't fed them by 5:15 in the morning. They're like, oh, she's going to leave us and not feed us. Never have I done that, but they start the kitty chorus, just meow, 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 meow.
I think that's an innate cat fear.
Yeah.
I don't have thumbs. I can't get the cabinet door open. How am I going to get food?
Oh, I have to hide everything from them. They knocked off a whole bag of cat food off the top of the refrigerator, and it was like a kitty Golden Corral buffet on my countertop and floor. It was wretched.
I was also going to say, the bands you were going through, I didn't hear you once mention the Million Dollar Band from the University of Alabama. If you're only going to have one group that you can listen to, bring the entire ensemble and just have them play whatever you want them to play.
This is a...
You can have all the sheet music that the Eagles ever wrote right there.
Oh, God.
You're right. If you're stranded on a lonely island, just, you know, you want big brass and drums.
Playing Hotel California over and over.
But then you can talk to them and you feel like you wouldn't be alone. Yeah. The battery never dies in the radio. It's just, hey, y'all go play me a song.
Well,
thank you, Mike.
Y'all have a wonderful night.
You too.
Appreciate it, man. Let's do this again. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. Has anybody told you you're doing an awesome job today?
Not today, but you told me yesterday. Thank you, Marianne.
Reinforcement is just where it comes from, okay?
Mm-hmm. I need it.
And good evening, Emily. It's good to hear you, okay? Even though I know you're about like me, overworked and underpaid.
Preach it, sister.
Oh, honey, I'm thankful to hear that you're going to Mobile for a little bit of Mardi Gras this weekend. Okay?
Oh, now I'm going to Mobile for a good friend's wedding, and then I've decided that, because I missed all of Mardi Gras last year from being up here, but I decided that I will take a personal day, I will go and do Joe Kane Sunday, because that is my absolute favorite, and I'll take the following Monday off, and I'll be back on the air.
Yeah, but can I ask a question about the Joe Kane part? Do you walk with the widows?
No. I've not been invited.
Were you not ever invited to be one of them or anything like that?
No.
And my brother was in that Mystic. It's the reason I'm asking that. I have five brothers, and one of my younger, I have two older and three younger, and the middle one of the three younger was in the Joe Kane Mystic. It's the reason I'm saying that. My other brother that's right next to me in age was in the Mobile Mystic.
Oh, okay. I've got a lot of friends in the organizations and stuff, but my favorite is Joe Kane Day, because that's people's day. Like, I've got friends in La Crue de Bienville, and I've got friends in the Wild Mauvillians, which is, you know, a newer marching group.
Wait, did I just teleport to Mobile?
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about that, Joey, but when she said that this morning, I was, you know, glad to hear it and everything, because those parades are fun to go to. Yeah. Now then, you two, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joey, this is motherly advice to both of you, because I'm old enough to be both your mothers, okay? Even though, Emily, you have several. I'm going to talk to you like my mama talked to my brothers, okay? My mother told me, though, if I buried my cookbook under a full moon, I'd get married and learn how to cook. I've never done that. I could be like Miss Woody. I would like to dust the stove off, not use it, okay? Now then, as you two are out looking at all these other people that are out there, Emily, in the Tri-County area, if you ever come across a man from the Elmore County, your first question is to ask him, is your child support paid up?
Oh!
Now, Joey.
Shots fired.
Burn.
Yeah.
Now, Joey.
Yes.
Okay. As you're looking at all these pretty girls, okay, which my mother and I used to call those centerfolds, deformed women.
Wait, you know that I do that?
As honey, you're a man, you got eyes in your head, you're not blind.
Indeed. This is very true.
Now, what I want you to think about is this. What do you want from her? Do you want her to clean the house? Do you want her to know how to cook? Do you want her to you need to look at what do you want from her. Emily, my question for you is this. because I have, Joey went to school with my son, and I had to reverse that and ask him the different kinds of questions. Or my mother had to ask me because of being female. Emily, do you want a man that is has a full-time job? Do you want him to know how to fix things? Do you want him, what kind of intelligence do you want him to have? He's going to be working too, and you're working so hard, honey. I pray for you every day because I love Blue Water Broadcasting is my other family.
Okay? Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. And I love listening to you. You know, I'm still looking for that candle that's got that whiskey and regret scent.
I really need to market those.
I know. But can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. Some women can really be really as mad as a mosquito in a mannequin factory.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that, Marianne.
Anyway, I'm going to let you guys go because I've got to do, I'm doing my chores. I'm doing laundry tonight, okay? But I am old. Joey will tell you, I am old enough to be y'all's mama, okay? Please think about what do you want? And then pay attention to what that person can or can't do. Play cards, play a board game, you know, read the newspaper, read a book. I mean, think about those kind of things, okay?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Okay. Love you too,
I'm going to tell you the same thing I say to my family, okay? I love you to the moon and back and so much more than that.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
thank you.
Y'all be careful. I'll be listening in the morning at 6, Emily. I hope you make it.
I will.
Don't karaoke tonight.
But.
Thank you, Marion. Bye. Well, we got to hit a break here. And we have both a common love of Mute Math.
Yeah, Mute Math's amazing.
And this is Mute Math Blood Pressure.
This is the story of my life right now.
Well, you're listening to Joey Clark Radio Hour. Emily and I will be right back.
Blood Pressure. Joey Clark. Keep rising. Blood Pressure. You're on the road. On the road that's bound for nowhere.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam from my friends Rusty and Teresa Keith at Friends Steakhouse and Music Hall in Clanton, Alabama. Have y'all been there yet? Well, if you haven't, you are in store for a fantastic treat. Friday and Saturday nights, live music by Mike Nix and the All Mixed Up Band with no cover charge. The absolute delicious steaks cut daily and their shrimp is hand-breaded. It is out of this world. Open mic night is on Tuesdays with local talent and karaoke on Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday and Saturday nights, all weekend long, the music is live with a fabulous group you're going to love. Mike Nix and the All Mixed Up Band. Everybody's still talking about the new event on Friday and Saturday night. It happens at midnight. They call it the Midnight Special and includes a $50 gift certificate for food and is topped off with a girls' dance contest. Take exit number 250 on I-65. Go west toward Clanton for 1.5 miles. Friends Steakhouse and Music Hall. You're gonna love it!
Miss the days when you had a real neighborhood bar where you could just hang out with a gang? That place is still here.
Mo knows.
Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Rick and Moe's has the entire week covered. Happy Hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Monday, start off the week right. Grab a pitcher and hang out with friends. Tuesday is the perfect time for open mic nights. Wednesday and Thursday nights, come out for your favorite acoustic acts. Fridays through the weekend, it's party time at Rick and Moe's.
Monos!
They've always got your favorite sports on the TVs. On Sundays, join Jamie for NFL football on the big screens. He'll have the place hopping. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games.
Moe knows
what you want in a neighborhood bar. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar.
Moe knows.
On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive. Moe knows.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again. For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Coming in with another cutoff, Mute Mass, Odd Soul.
The Odd Soul record is perfect.
The song is called Calvary. This is one of my favorite driving songs.
They're just so good. Got to meet them at DeLuna Fest one year. Amazing guys. Southern too, you know.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm jelly.
You jelly?
I'm jelly. When we're talking about, well, how difficult love is. Yeah. Well, really, I think the culture's overtaken by amour.
Yeah, it's not always going to feel good.
Not enough agape. Not enough, selfless love going on. There's a lot of... We fall in love immediately, and that can last for 10, 20 years, even.
Or it can last for 10 to 12 hours.
Indeed. Now, have you seen, and we'll be right back to the phones, but this fits perfectly into our topic. It's a new episode in the Black Mirror new season.
No.
It's called Kill the DJ.
Oh.
And, well, it really has nothing to do with jocks ourselves, but the whole premise of it, and I'm not giving much away, but the premise of this episode is that people no longer decide for themselves who they're going to fall in love with, who they're going to date. They give it up to this program, and it's essentially a disc that looks like a smartphone, and it messages you like a little update and goes, oh, you have a date tonight with so-and-so. Meet them at this restaurant. And you sit down. As soon as you sit down, you meet them, and say it's like you and I. You want to find out how long we have? Yeah. So we'll hit it at the same time. Hit the button, and it'll say, oh, y'all have a year together. Or y'all have 36 hours together. Or y'all have 10 years together. And so out of that, the program's supposed to find your perfect match after it puts you through the ringer. Like this one
girl in the program does a year, and she's like, oh, God, I don't want to do that again, because she didn't like the guy she was paired with. But then she gets 24 hours, 36 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours. Mm. And it just becomes like, oh, my life seems so pointless. Now, the first 36, 24-hour period was great after that long relationship, but now I want something real. And it was an interesting episode. I don't want to give away the twist, but...
And for those of you not familiar with Black Mirror, it's the best way that I can describe it is if Rod Serling was doing Twilight Zone now.
Yeah, modern-day Twilight
Zone. Modern-day Twilight Zone.
Kind of dealing with the influence of technology on our lives. Incredible show. Really is an incredible show. But it looks like we have a bunch of folks who want to help us with our meager love lives. Let's talk to Stella. Hey, Stella, what's up?
Hey, Joey. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
We're well. A little
good.
Moody. A little moody.
I think I need to take you both out and give you a real good pep talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then pep away.
But you've had some great calls tonight, great conversation, and you both have great taste in music. I'm on the same wavelength as you with regard to music.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, yeah, great, both of you, and especially considering how young you are, and yet you have such a diverse interest in different types of music. And, you know, one minute I might be out watching a ballet or listening to orchestras and stuff. Next minute I'm head-bashing, listening to the Rolling Stones and Prince. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people who can't understand this. Even my kids who are teenagers, they like stuff that, you know, their peers haven't even heard of. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Emily, I have to tell you, you're right about what you said about trust. Because trust has to be there, otherwise everything's out the window.
Agreed.
Yeah, but wait, isn't a guy or a gal, aren't they allowed to somewhat obscure the truth and for the sake of a surprise?
Yes, Joey, I'm talking about big things now.
Big things, Joey, big things. Tell him, Emily.
Right. You're all in love with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, and you've got mail.
I'm not familiar with big things, so.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like Emily's saying, I mean, I'm sure Emily's referring, if there's no trust in the relationship, whether it be friends or love, there can't be anything else, can there?
No,
can you agree with that, Emily?
I agree with that. I mean, I've been through it. I've been through that where all trust was destroyed and then staying in it and trying to make it work. And then you second guess everything that person does and you want to know what their motives are behind it because you no longer trust them to have your best interest at heart like you have theirs. And it hurts. It's a very terrible feeling to have your heart broken.
You are so right. And the thing is, even if you give it a try, you place your faith and be the forgiving person. But, you know, if a person is capable of doing it once, who's to say they're not going to do it again?
Oh, and this one did. This one did. Oh, he was bad. So, he was very bad.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I have to say about that, as, you know, Tom Hanks would say in that movie.
Forrest Gump.
And also Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. And with regard to sharing music, I had this conversation yesterday with somebody literally just before I arrived at the radio station. Sharing music is music tells so much about a person, and being able to share the same music, that counts for so much in a relationship too.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear just a single drum beat and you both react the same way, it touches your heart and your soul. I mean, don't you think that counts for a lot?
Yeah, yes. I think it does. Yeah.
Really, it does, you know, so... Anyway, I just wanted to have my bit of, you know, my toughest worth and say what I had to say.
I appreciate it, Stella.
Yeah, and you're both doing a great and wonderful job. You really are. Oh. And those callers that you had, Mike, what he said, and that lady that just called us now, you know, they said a lot of, meaningful things. So, there you are.
Thank you, Stella.
And I hear you're a baklava lady, Emily.
What, baklava?
You said baklava. You like baklava, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Love that. Hate chocolate. If I could just...
I know. Who hates chocolate?
I just...
I can't relate to.
I'm an odd soul.
Yeah. So, yeah, but you know Baklava is Greek, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because the Greek Orthodox Church in Mobile for Greek Fest, when I was in radio down there, they would bring by, they would stop by the radio station because it was just around the corner. We were on Hallett Street and they were on Ann Street. So they were just around the corner. And so whenever we'd be gearing up for Greek Fest, they would come in with all of the pastries and the like the wedding cookies and things like that. And oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
I would have
Well, have you been to it here yet? Have you been to that the food festival, the Greek food festival here?
No, I didn't. I didn't make the past one. I think it's the only one I've been up here for. But I will definitely check it out.
Yeah, you have to check the next one. Yeah, definitely. And one more thing I want to say to you regarding music. I'll tell you a funny story. Because, I mean, like I said, I like ballet. I like, you know, orchestra. Mm-hmm. I like classical music. I like Prince and rock and everything. And when I was about 18 years old, okay, because I love Tom Jones, I got to confess that, and I love Engelbert Humperdinck, and I love Elvis Presley. I was at this concert in London. It was a Tom Jones concert. I was there with a bunch of my friends who were 18 years old. We were surrounded by 60-year-old women. Tom Jones threw his red handkerchief out into the crowd, and it landed right on my lap.
Oh.
We were so excited, but this 60-year-old woman nearly beat me to death to get it. So, so I just let go, and we kind of, you know, so that was pretty funny. But anyway.
I appreciate the call, Stella, so much.
Well, okay. Nice to talk to you both.
See you next week. You're going to be at Baumhauer's next week?
Yes, I hope you come, yeah.
Yeah, I am. I will be there.
Yeah, We'll have a good old chat about stuff.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
You too. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you so much, Stella.
Bye, Stella. Bye, Joey.
Bye. Now, you know, somebody asked earlier, we need to know what we're looking for, right? We need to really know what we're looking for.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm looking for is somebody I look in their eyes, and then all of a sudden, I hear this come up.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hate Hootie.
You know, we go, like, both hand-in-hand for the doorknob.
With a little love.
Oh, God.
And some tenderness.
Wait, you don't want to fall in love to a frat boy song?
I don't like Hootie and the Blowfish.
I got to see Hootie when I was pretty young here in Montgomery.
That's great. I saw him when I was young, too.
And they were fantastic.
And then they
did a cover of Black Magic Woman. They were throwing picks and drumsticks, and then he threw a water bottle and hit me right in the face. So screw you, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish bankrupted one of my most favorite bands and almost made them break up. So,
goodness. Yeah. Why did I even have that idea?
I don't even know, Joey. You're going off the rails.
See, I need somebody who can be manic along with me. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Derek B.
What's up, Joey?
Oh, well, not much, man. Just doing a show.
Man, this has been a funny show. I have belly laughed all the way home from work, and I have sat in my driveway for the last 15 minutes on hold just so I could talk to you guys tonight.
Bless it.
Oh, hello, Emily.
Hi.
You're my Coleman friend. You remember me?
Yes.
And I trolled you on Facebook the whole time you were in Muscle Shoals area. Because that was my second home, if you'll remember. I moved there after I moved out of Coleman.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll have to get together back at Baumhauer's and I'll tell you about my connection to the music thing.
Yeah.
Can't be talked about on the radio, though.
That's cool. I'll be at Baumhauer's next Wednesday.
Okay. I'll try to show up. Marianne was hilarious.
Indeed.
Wasn't she?
Yeah, she's
Wasn't
the best.
She? Yeah. She gave you the mother side. All right, I'm old enough to be both your dad. Okay, so I'm about to give you that.
Oh, we're starting. Your phone's cutting out on us, Derek.
No, it's not either. You're just saying that trying to get rid of me.
It's not. I'm not.
No, it is. It's doing that weird crystal-y
modulation
digital
thing.
Yeah, but you're saying you're going to be dad.
Hey,
I already have
dad.
A daddy.
I know you have a dad, but you haven't had this dad because this dad knows what he's talking about.
Oh my.
Ooh yeah. All right, so, Jolly, I was a lot like you, all right? I was in the media, I was in the newspaper business, but I waited until I was 32 to get married.
Yeah.
Been married for over 20 years now. I had to kind of change my standards as to what I was looking for in a person.
Because when you're young, it's really easy to find, you know, you're in college and you get into your early career. It's really easy to find a lot of women, but when you get older, women without kids and without previous baggage, they're really hard to find. And I was like 32 before I finally found a woman, but she had a kid, and she had baggage. So I'm going to say to you, like Marianne said to you, the first thing you need to ask a woman that you before you get married is, how's your credit?
because mine's terrible.
Because I was already established. I worked all the time like you two guys did. I never had any time to spend any money. I had a house that I bought. I had two cars that were paid for. I had money in the bank. And 5 years after I was married, I was broke.
No.
Those things happen because families are expensive. And so you have to just make sure you know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
20 years later, my wife and I still love each other more than you can possibly imagine, and we've raised a child who has a great job, has her own health insurance, and she's only 23 years old, and she doesn't live with me. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
So, now, Emily.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming to you.
Okay.
I heard somebody ask earlier, I think it was Joey, how young will you date? But my question to you is, how old will you date?
Oh, my.
I'm not hitting on you. I'm not hitting on you. I'm asking you that for a reason. Because people who are a few years older typically are already very well established. They're a little bit more mature.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like you. They don't want to be stuck up somebody's butt all the time.
Yeah,
you know
I have no problem dating anybody older than me.
But how old?
I don't know.
10 years is a really good thing between men and women. That's the way my wife and I are. Mm-hmm. We're 10 years apart. And the thing is, you know, 42 to 45, you're going to find there are a lot of guys out there like I was, but their kids are already grown. Once you've already got grown kids, you don't really have a whole lot of responsibilities for them anymore. And
I think
then
the best way to put it would just be a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As far as age goes.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I know about love is that every time I tried to look for it, I failed. And the one time I wasn't looking for it and I opened my heart, it just happened.
Beautifully said.
So good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, Derek.
I love listening to you. Joey, you're on the radio all the time. Emily, I love you in the morning. You're great.
Thank
Y'all
you.
Y'all have a great night.
You too.
Well, that's a good note to end the show on. Sorry to everybody else holding, but, well, I feel like we've not really figured it out, but we've taken wise counsel from the genius of the crowd.
We'll have to do a follow-up show.
See, I'm really just looking for an older woman with a trust fund. Oh, baby, go get me some cigarettes. If you rub my feet, too, I'll buy you a new car. Just avoid the bunion. It's hurting me. Ugh. I'll be back tomorrow night with Baron Coleman.
What?
Talking cryptocurrency, other things.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Emily.
Joey Clark.